middle and older brothers watched the youngest brother run wailing from the towering shadow back to the safety of the farm, before a beam of stray daylight revealed the beast to be nothing more than a bird perched atop a gnarled fallen tree. "The well of riches is not far," croaked the skull. And so they pressed on, deeper
into the forest.
Every sundown, without fail, the people of St. Sasha, not all of them, but always some, would gather at the western shore, at the base of a towering rock stack, and they would tell each other fairy tales. There's nothing unusual about a society with a storytelling tradition. It is arguably a defining characteristic of a society to have a tapestry of stories. Some true outright, most true in some form at some time, lessons and values and moral laws codified as familiar tales told and retold and retold again from one generation to the next over centuries. Except here on St. Sasha, things were done differently. Of every fairy tale told, and we are not talking hundreds here, we are likely talking hundreds of thousands, not one of them was ever written down or stored away. There were no old favorites brought out for special occasions. Each tale was recited only once and never, ever repeated. There were no designated storytellers either, as you might find in other communities. One evening, it could be a fisherman, exhausted by a day's work, who would yet feel compelled to weave a fairy tale for those who came to watch the sun sink into the western sea. The next sundown, it might be a child, and the next, somebody else. The role seemed to fall to whoever felt moved to speak.
And somebody always was.